This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm 146, verses 3. Psalm 146, verses 3. It says there, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help." End of quote. Trust is a very valuable commodity. It is a very valuable matter. Please be mindful where you put your trust. Bible consistently warns the foolishness and danger of trusting in man or even princes of men. Our today's insight says, "Do not put your trust in princes nor in a son of man." Why? It says, "In whom there is no help." Because the true lasting help and deliverance comes only from the Lord God. Many reasons why people could not help are also illustrated in the ensuing verses of this psalm. It says, "When their spirits depart from them," referring to the frailty and brevity of their life at the moment of their death, "they return to the grave and all their plans come to an end." The psalmist shows an excellent way of living and the right place to trust. He says, "Blessed are those who put their trust in God, because He is their sure help and they hope in Him." The Lord God is the maker of heaven and earth. He is the Lord who made the sea and everything in them. You see His power to really help you, and you see that power is proven by His creative works around you. Take a look at the heavens and the innumerable stars and galaxies above you. Take a look at the beauty of the trees, flowers, and crops. Take a look at the vastness of sea and the boundaries God set for them, so that it won't come to you. Secondly, the Lord remains faithful forever. In contrast to the brevity of man and princes of men, the Lord God lives forever. Everything around you would change. People come and go. Circumstances change. You see, He remains and lives forever and all the time. And He is just a prayer away from you to send His help. Thirdly, He upholds the cause of the oppressed. You may be suppressed and oppressed by men and princes of men, but remember, the Lord upholds the oppressed in His hand. He gives food to the hungry. He gives the ability to work, and He distributes food to those who are in need. And it says the Lord set prisoners free. You see, you may be in a prison unjust causes or because of your own mistakes and faults. However, do you know the Lord is powerful enough to set you free from there? Call upon Him. The Lord gives sight to the blind. Many people cannot see the truth even though they have eyes to see the physical things. But still they are blind in their hearts and spirits to the truths that can set them free forever. The Lord sends light to them to see and understand the light of His truth. And you see, you may have been bowed down with so many things, but do you know He lifts you up? The Lord watches over the foreigners in your land, and He sustains the fatherless and the widow. At the same time, He frustrates the ways of the wicked. Finally, the psalmist says the Lord reigns forever and for all generations. You may think your national leader is a great leader, or you may think your spiritual leader is a great fellow. However, the Lord God is the only one who reigns forever for all generations. He appoints people on His earth temporarily for a short period of time to bring in justice, fairness, and fulfill His plans and purposes. But remember, He reigns forever for all generations, and He is the only one who reigns over all people and all generations. The Bible says God sends His help. He already sent His help when we were helpless, weak, and totally imperfect. You see, He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to carry all your sins and shortcomings on His body and be punished in your place. Remember, Bible asks this question: "Since God did not spare even His own Son for us, but gave Him up for us all, Won't He surely give us everything else? Yes, the one who saved you in your helpless condition, He is your true helper. Therefore, trust and hope in Him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I can trust in you because you are the creator of the whole universe. Your power is seen around me. You are the one who holds the oppressed and suppressed. You are the one who helps people who need food. You help the fatherless and the widow. And you lift up those who are bowed down with cares. You live forever and ever. And you are the helper of all generations. You sent your only Son, Jesus, for my sins. And you put my sins on His body to save me. That much you helped me. I trust in you, Lord. I believe in you. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me today and bless me with your presence. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.